We are learning Mesechtes Yevamos, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Cholzo Balaylo Chalitzoso Kshero. The halacha is that if someone does Chalitza at night, it's kosher. Rabbi Elazar Paisel. Elazar holds it's possible. Elazar holds that it's possible to do Chalitza at night. Another Shaila, Besmoil, Chalitzoso Psula. Tanakama says, the left foot, you take off the shoe off the left foot, it's possible. Rabbi Elazar Machsher. So we have two machlekes in our Mishnah. First machlekes is chalitza b'layla kosher or not? Where Elazar is machmer says possible, and by small it's the opposite. Tanakam says it's possible, and Elazar says it's kosher. Some agarish Rab Eliezer and Rab Elazar, it's not the same person. Like upon him is two machlekes in our Mishnah about chalitza b'layla, chalitza b'small. Zok the Gemara regarding chalitza at night. What's the shiloh here? What's the machlekes? Lema b'halkamifkin. Maybe this is the machlekes. The Marasava Makshinon Rivim Linagom, we make a hekesh from Din to Nega. Umarasava Lo Makshinon Rivim Linagom, somehow you don't make a hekesh Din to Negom. Rashi explains, the Pasuk says, Kol Riv V'chol Nega, which is a hekesh Dinei Taira to Nega. And just like the Nega has to be by Yoim, the Pasuk says, V'yoim Hira'o Yisboi, it says it has to be by Yoim. So Rivim also, which are Dinei Taira also have to be Yoyim. That's that Mandema holds. And Zog Rashi, Chalitza is also called Din, because you collect the Ksuba. So what the Mandema holds that's not good by night holds, that you makish Rivim, Linagam, therefore, since just like Din Taira has to be by day, because it's Hakush and Nagam, same thing Chalitza. The other holds, all the Mandema holds, no, you're not makish Rivim, Linagam.
So it's not the same as Din Taira.
It's not the same, but it's similar. Right, it's similar. It has some Din to it. It has Gaivik Subas, it has some mominess to it, and therefore we would compare it. The Gemara says, Loi, no, Kuli Yama Loi Makshi Rivim Lagom. Everyone agrees that you're not Makash Rivim Lagom, because the Makshi Rivim Lagom, if you Makash Rivim Tenega, then every Din Taira, why is the halacha by Din Taira that if you have to start Din by day, but you're allowed to finish at night? I feel a Gemara Din Belayla Nami, Loi, you shouldn't be able to do a Gemara Din at night. And we know, regarding mominess, you're allowed to do a Gemara Din at night. So LMI, what must be, that you don't make a hekesh rivim to negam. There's a special halacha that tchilas din has to be by yoyim. We learn that from a pasuk v'hoy b'yam achilu esbanav. There's a special pasuk there in Masech Sanhedrin that has to be by day. And by night, the gemara din is fine by night. So what's the shayla over here by us, by chalitza? When you look at chalitza, what do you look at it? Chalitza about is not regular than Torah. Do you look at chalitza, it's like a tchilas din or a soif din? Tchilas din is a din by dine mamunas, it has to be by day. Soif din can be by night. Chalitza is what? That's the shiloh. And therefore, it has to be dafka by day. Chalitza is more like gemara din, because the part of the chalitza that we're comparing to din is that you get the ksuba. The minute the chalitza happens, you get a ksuba ready, so it's like a gemara din, you look at it. And look at a gemara din, so therefore it has to be, it could be even by night. Or, you look at tchilas din, what?
Well, with the tchilas din, if it's considered gemara din, what's a tchilas din of chalitza?
Right, so that's a good question. So I don't think chalitza is really a din tyra. Chalitza is not mamish, just comparing it, we look at a tzura of a din tyra, which has a tchilas din and a saif din. Chalitza is, what is it like? What's chalitza like? Is chalitza like a tchilas din or a saif din? Chalitza vada is not a din tyra. It doesn't have a tchilas and a saif. It's not what it is. But what do you look? How do you look at a chalitza? Look at a tchilas din because you come into collect ksuba. You look at a seif din because you get ksuba right away. That's the shaila, and therefore that's the machlokes if it's to be by night or not. The Gemara brings down from Rabba Barchia Kutusfa'a over Uvda. He had a chalitza bezin, and he did a case in a chalitza b'moik. First of all, he used this shoe called a moik, which we had before. It's not made out of leather. That's number one. He used a moik. And he also did it by night, and he also did it by himself. It would be a chidi of a laila. He did three things here, three coolers here. First of all, he didn't use a leather shoe. Second of all, he did it by himself without a bezdin. And also, he did it at night. So Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said to him, it's in a not a good way. Kama Rav Guvrei, look how big your koyach is. Rashi is Lashon Gennai Amra. It's Lashon Gennai, like, wow, you're really big. The other kichida, you're doing like a yichida, you're making psakim like chida. So Gemara says, my kasha, what was a kasha? E-moik, if the problem was the shoe called a moik, stomatanya. There's a stam brice that we had before that a moik could be used. We had before on yesterday's daf, end of the day before's daf. It says, bekav hakita, you use a kav hakita or a moik or smichas or a glayim. So that's a stam mishnah. You can't have a tanya on that. And oi, Elilo is also a stomach. Look at our Mishnah. This is Chotz of Elilo, Chotz of Xerah. Rabbi Elazar a poysel, but the Tanakama is stam. So that also, you can't have a tain on it. Eli Yechidi, Kakashale. He had a problem about Yechidi. Hechi Ovi be Yechidi. How can you do a chalitza with one dying? That's the Yechidi Oktonel. That's only according to one man the Yoma. The Tanah. We went to the Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah, actually. Chotz of Eshnaim. If someone chalitza with two Dayanim, or Oivish Shloisha was three, Venimtsa Echamim Kar Apostle, and or was three, and one of them became Kar Apostle, which means de facto only two. According to the Tanakama, Chalitzos Apsula. Rav Shimon, Rav Yechan Sandler, Machshirim by two. Umaisa, Ve'echa, Chachalz, Beinoy, Lebeino, Ve'sasurim, Vav Maisim, Rav Akiva, Ve'hechshir. Rav Akiva said, even if there was no one there, it's kosher. So here, you're going like Chidoy, you're going like Rav Akiva. Why? Tanakama holds you need a Bezdin. According to Rav Shimon, Yechon and Salah, two. And here, there'd be a Chidi, with one dying, he's going to Rav Akiva. But Rav Yisrael, Rav Yehoshua, Rav Nachman, ain't a lot of guys as Zog. We don't pass like guys as Zog. We pass in like they need three. So, like upon him, the question over here is, you doing like Chidah? You doing like Rav Akiva? You doing like Rav Akiva? Someone like Gerz, this line over here, someone like Gerz, this line of, that we don't pass like as Zog. But like upon him, here he did like Yechida, which means what? The part that he did it, Yechidi. The part that he did himself out of Bezdin. That's one pshat on the time that they had on him. All three were Yechida. I was the Stam Mishnah. Because the Tanya, Rav Shmuel Rav Yisrael, and Iri Isila, Esther Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, Shecholatz ben Moik Yechidi v'layla. Rav Shmuel ben Elisha, it was a Yechidi who did Moik Yechidi v'layla. I freaked him. I saw it's a stam mishnah lemaisa. What do you want from him? See, the first teretz was that Mike and Lilo were not a taina because of stam mishnah. The whole taina was yichidi, which is taka yichida. Understand that? But the boy's name is saying the taina was on all three because it is yichidi. Why? Because you have Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says it was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Elisha who did it. So, but what's the taina of him? It's not kul yichida. We have stam mishnah. Zoktem Hashav, very good smack. The Mishnah, Stam Mishnayis, and the Brice of Four only said, but the evidence go with the mic, and but the evidence go with Laila. Here he went lechatchila Belaila, and he went lechatchila. And that's only Yechidah. So all three things, to do lechatchila is Yechidah. And Spatzim, this time is really a Taisvis. You look at Taisvis, the Maschel, I Mike Stomatanya. Taisvis says, you could have asked, what do you mean? It's only with the evidence, so it's no Stoma really. That's really what the Bayez name is. So Akaponim, it definitely was a Taina on this Amira that he was going, Mamish Rav Guvre, he was going like Yechidah, and doing lechatchila, b'moik, which is a shoe, it's not leather, b'yechidi, which is by himself, out of Bezdin, uvelaila. So that's the Mara Vaita. It's in the Mishnah, b'smoil chalitzasa, if you did b'smoil chalitzasa, b'smoil is possible. V'rav Eliezer, machshu, v'ezer, machshu. So as Machlokes over here, if you use a smile, Avada b'chachilah can't use a take off a left foot for sure. Shal b'di'evet is kosher. So Rabban all b'di'evet is no good, and Rabbi Eliezer holds his kosher b'di'evet. My time with Rabbanon. Oma uli yafinon regel mitzera. Make a gzera shava regel mitzera. It says by Yevama that al ragloi, and it says by the din of mitzera where you put on his ear some shemen and on his big thumb and on his big toe also you put on shemen, and it says there boyon ragloi hayimonis, the right foot, regular matzari malahal and the amin, just like matzari it's amin afkan by chalitza the amin, that's why they're born, it's exereshava and it has to be right foot, you take the shoe off the left foot, you're not yaitza. Freit the Gemara, what's found in Rabbi Loza, who said, August, Rabbi Loza, Yalf, regular materials, and Darshan, regular materials, but Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer himself says, Rabbi Loza, Eimer, Menayin le Ritzia, Shiva Oizin Yimonis, how do you know by Ritzia? That's by an Eved Ivri that wants to stay more than 6 years. You bore a hole in his ear, and it's his right ear. How do you know it's his right ear? Nema kan Oizin, Menema la'alon Oizin, it says by Ritzia, by Nirza Oizin, it says also by Mitzir Oizin, Malahalon Yimin, Afkan Yimin, just like there's right ear, here it's also the right ear. So what's the kasha? We're talking about chalitza here. But the we're showing much of this, but the have to say the kasha is that once you know that the parasha Metzora is a place where you make Gzeri Shava from, to other places teach that it's the right, you see, by Oizanans can be the right, the regal. So here also, we'll learn out chalitza from here as well. If Rabbi Eliezer himself learns out Nirtza from Metzora, he should have had a Kabbalah also, as the rest of the pasuk, the Darash, the other places, for chalitza from there. And the kasha is the hacker really has a hold here. That it's kosher, he has to hold the Xerishava. So Gemara answers two terutzim. One terutz is Om Rav Yitzchak Yosef Amar Yechlan Mechalef Es Hashita. You have to start a switch our Mishnah that Rav Eliezer is the one who holds his pasul and Tanakam holds his kosher. You have to switch around the shitas. Echlan Mechalef Es Hashita. Rav Amana Lo Moy Sepach. But what's the chilek? The chilek like this. Oizen Oizen Mufni. The two drashas. The drasha, two words, oizen, one by Ritzia and one by Mitzayra, are extra. That's definite that the whole parasha of Mitzayra, Rashi says, the whole Mitzayra Oni, there's a, in the parasha it says, the Kabbalahs of Mitzayra Ashir, then it says Mitzayra Oni. All those, Bayan Yadai, Haimanis, and Ragla Haimanis, is all extra. So there, that's Mufna, which means it's extra for Xerah Shava. Mashenkin, the other parashas you have to handle. So by Nirtza, it says twice oznoi, so it's extra. It says rosa adonav is oznoi maratzaya, v'nesata ba oznoi vadalas. So this is the extra word oizen. So there, it's mufni. So there, Rabbi Eliezer holds, you make zereshava oizen oizen. Mashayinkin by regel, it only says once regel by chalitza. That regel, you need lgufe, you need to know, you take it off of someone's foot. So there, it's not extra, the word regel. If it's not extra, Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you have a zereshava, it's not mufna, mishnei tzadim, you can have a pircha. So Rav Am Leim Leim Sepach, oizen oizen mufni, which is, means the word oizen by nirtza and the word oizen by mitzayra extra. Regel, regel, the regel by chalitza and the regel by mitzayra, the one by chalitza is not extra. Loi mufni. V'chiloi mufni my pircha. What's the pircha you can ask that you can't learn out straight with a mamatzinu from mitzayra? Yikla mifrach ma'ala mitzayra shkin toyen eitz eres ve'ez of shnish las. Mitzayra has a whole process. You have to bring an eitz eres, a piece of wood with a grass, with a little red bendel, you have to a little red thread. So therefore, as much more dinim, so that's why maybe there has to be on the right foot. But you can't learn out from there. And the halacha is lemeidin meshivim. And that, and Rashi says this is the makar all of a shas. Who says Rabbi Eliezer holds that mufna tzad echad, that you could be, have a pircha comes to this gemara where Rabbi Eliezer holds that the halacha is by smile it's kosher. Why? Because here the gzeirah shava is not mufna, and therefore you have a pircha.